This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Balt Edwards. In Beijing today, diplomats from the United States, Russia, Japan, and China joined North and South Korean officials in a second round of talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program. An earlier round in August ended inconclusively. The issue dates to October 2002, when the United States said North Korea acknowledged a nuclear weapons program. Today, on the sidelines of the formal discussions, the American and North Korean negotiators met privately. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
After months of shuttle diplomacy among the six regional powers to even get everyone to the table, today's talks opened in a relatively friendly atmosphere. Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly is leading the U.S. delegation. He laid out in his opening remarks what the U.S. government wants to see from North Korea, or the DPRK as it's officially known.
The United States seeks the complete, verifiable, and irreversible dismantlement of all of the DPRK's nuclear programs, both plutonium and uranium-based and weapons. In that context, as President Bush stated last fall, the United States is prepared to join with other parties in providing security assurances to the DPRK.
Diplomats in Beijing have said the U.S. insistence on a dismantling of North Korea's uranium-based program could be a deal-breaker. Pyongyang has bluntly denied having such a program, despite recent claims by Pakistani scientist Abdul Qadir Khan that he sold such technology to the North Koreans. Diplomats involved in today's talk say the issue of the uranium program has been discussed. They also said the tone of the talks has been cool and rational, with many positive and constructive suggestions. Despite uncompromising statements by North Korean officials on the eve of the talks, the North's delegation leader Kim Gae-gwan's opening statements were relatively conciliatory.
The resumption of six-party talks today is a reflection of the shared will of all the participants to peacefully resolve the nuclear issue. And I am confident that such political will could serve as the basis for narrowing down the existing differences of positions and opinions held between the DPRK and the U.S.
Some diplomats say the desperate state of the North Korean economy makes a deal involving immediate economic aid to North Korea very important for Pyongyang. But other observers say this year's presidential election in the United States will likely prevent both sides from doing a deal this time round. Kenneth Lieberthal was part of the Clinton administration team who negotiated the 1994 agreement that froze North Korea's nuclear program.
I think the presidential election in November gives each side reason to delay reaching a final agreement. I think for President Bush, there is no feasible agreement with North Korea that he could sell to his political base in the United States.
So both sides have an incentive to keep the negotiating process going, but little incentive to reach an agreement now. The danger of that, though, is that in the meantime, the North Korean plutonium-based nuclear program, which it has admitted to, will continue to be developed and get closer to producing nuclear weapons if it hasn't already. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.